Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Today's shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Tes. The Daf starts with the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon discussing how you do a Kinyan Mashicha on an animal. And the Gemara says that a gomel, a camel, is usually pulled, b'mashicha, and a chamor, a donkey, is usually led, hanhaga. So what's the halacha when it comes to being koina with a kinyan mashicha on a camel and on a donkey? Mashicha itself, moishech, means to move the animal forcibly, and hanhaga means to lead the animal, holding the reins loosely and walking with it, or hitting it with a stick. So in which way are you koina a kinyan mashicha on a gomel and on a chamar? So Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to do it dafka in the way that's kedarkoi, meshicha begamal, pulling a camel, and hanhaga bechamar, leading a donkey. Any other way, it's not koine. But the Rabbanan hold that it can work even in a way different than meshicha begamal, hanhaga bechamar, and it's unclear, the Gemara has a shakl v'tarya, what exactly the shitas Rabbanan is. In the Havamin of the Gemara says that according to the Rabbanon, you're koina b'chol oifen, Mashicha is koina both by a camel and by a donkey, and Hanhaga is koina both by a camel and by a donkey. And then the Maskana is that there's chad sad deloy koni. Either Mashicha b'chamor, pulling a donkey, or Hanhaga b'gamol, leading a camel, is not koina. What's the pshat l'maskana in the sheet of the Rabbanon? If the Rabbanon require it to be kedarkoi, so then they should hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that only Mashicha begamal, v'hanhaga bechamar. If they hold that it could be koina, even shaloi kedarkoi, even in the not normal way of taking the animal, then it should work b'chol oifen, like the Gemara assumed in the Havamina. What's the pshat that there's chad sad deloi kani, but chad sad dekani? So Rashi, Dibur HaMaskel chad sad, says, oisait shedarkoi b'shneim. And it's mavur from the Rashi, that the Rabbanon hold that by one of them, either Mashicha b'chamar or Hanhaga b'gamal, that's called kedarkoi. That's enough kedarkoi to be koine. Rabbi Yehuda held that Mashicha b'chamar or Hanhaga b'gamal is shaloi kedarkoi, and therefore it's not koine. But the Rabbanon hold that in one of those, it's enough kedarkoi. Of course, the Metzias could be tested, but the Rabbanon seem to hold that that's enough kedarkoi, even though it might not be the primary way to take the animal, but that's enough kedarkoi to be koina. But there's chad sad, either Mashicha b'chamar or Hanhaga b'gamal, that's shaloi kedarkoi, and the Rabbanon agree to the Yesoid HaDvarim that when you take it shaloi kedarkoi, it's not a good kinyan. And that's the Mavur in the Rosh as well. The Rosh in Simon Yud Zayin says Yesoid L'kuli Alma that Ein HaBehema Niknis Ela K'moshe Regilim B'hanhagasa. The only way you could be koina with the kinyan Mashicha is if you lead the animal or move the animal in the way that it's kedarkoi. The Rabbanon don't argue on that klal. Rabbi Yehuda says that since it only works kedarkoi, so it's only Mashicha b'gamal and Hanhaga b'chamar. Rabbanon agree to the Yesoid HaDvarim that it has to be kedarkoi, but they hold that b'chad sad, either Hanhaga b'gamal or Mashicha b'chamar, that is enough kedarkoi, and therefore it would be koina. Only in the other way, in the other chad sad, then it's loy kani. Two lashonos in the Gemara, either pulling a donkey or leading a camel is not koina, according to the Rabbanon. The Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila v'Aveda, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Hei, paskins like the Chachamim, and he says that if two people find a gomel and a chamar of a metziah, and they are either both manigit, or they're both moishechit, or one is manig and one is moishech, konu shnehem, it works. However, this is only by a chamar. By a gomel, by a camel, imhaya echad manig ve'echad moishech, ha moishech kana avoloi ha manig. And the Magid Mishnah explains that the Rambam is paskening like that lashon of the Gemara, that hanhaga begamol is the chad sad deloy kani, and therefore he says that if one person is being moishech, one person is pulling the camel, and the other one is being manig, the other one is leading the camel, so the one that's leading the camel is not koina. However, the Magid Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam, and the other and the Achroinim are medayik this in the lashon of the Rambam as well, that even though manhig begamol, the Rambam holds that's the chad saad deloy kani, but it's mashman the Rambam that that's only a chisaron when one person is being moishich and the other one is being manhig in this camel. But if one person is doing a hanhaga on the camel alone, or even two people being manhig in the camel, that is a good kinyan. When the Gemara says chad saad deloy kani, the pashup shad is that that hanhaga begamol, for example, is not a kinyan bichlal. But the Rambam is mashma not like that. Because the Rambam says if they're both manhigim, whether it's a chamor or a gamol, then it's a kinyan. Only when one is manhig and one is moishich in the camel, then we say ha-moishich kana avaloi ha-manhig. And that needs beer, l'chayra, and svara. If we hold, like this tzad, that hanhaga begamol is loy kani, so what's the pshat? Why should that be a kinyan bichlal? Why only b'makam moishich is it not a kinyan? And it would seem that the Rambam holds differently than we said from Rashi and the Rosh. That the Rambam holds that according to the Rabbanon, you could be koine even when it's shaloi kedarkoi. The chad saad dekani is not merely because it's kedarkoi. Even when something is shaloi kedarkoi, it would work. And therefore, both Meshicha and both Hanhaga, bein begamol, bein bechamar, work as a kinyan on its own. Only the maila of kedarkoi is a maila in the maisa kinyan. When you have two people doing a kinyan on the animal, and one is doing the primary way, the kedarkoi, and the other one is doing the shaloi kedarkoi, so then there's a maila in the kinyan kedarkoi. Therefore, if one is moishech the camel, and one is manig the camel, the moishech has that maila, his kinyan is superior to the manig, and therefore it would be koina lafuke the manig. But if one is being manig alone, or two people are being manig on a chamor, on a gamel, even though that is shaloi kedarkoi, the Rambam holds that that still works as a kinyan. And you have to say that by a chamor, the Rambam agrees that it is considered enough kedarkoi, even when you do a meshicha. Because if one person is doing a meshicha b'chamor, and the other one is doing a hanhaga b'chamor, there the Rambam says konu shneim. Because it sounds like that is enough kedarkoi, and therefore one kinyan is not superior to the other. But when the Gemara said the chad saad deloy kani, which the Rambam paskins like, and that chad saad is hanhaga begamol, all it means is that hanhaga begamol is an inferior type of kinyan, and even though it works because it's shaloi kedarkoi, but b'makam ha-moishech, which is doing the superior kinyan, there the Rambam holds that it's not koina. It's interesting that the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Beis Halacha Hei, talks about the kinyanim of a behema daka and a behema gasa, and he says that a kinyan meshicha can work by both these types of animals. Even a light animal that could be lifted, still you don't have to do a hagbah, a meshicha still works. And then in Halacha Vav, he describes what is the meshicha. And he says, surely if you move the animal forcibly, that's a meshicha. But even if you just call it and it comes, or if you hit it with a stick and it runs, it's oiker yad v'regel, that is enough to be included in kinyan meshicha. And the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Gzeila V'Aveda, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Hey, that we mentioned before, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam means to be saying that it's not only koine with moishech, if you move it forcibly, but even with manig, calling it and it comes, or hikisha b'makol, that is in the category of manig. Both moishech and manig work by a behema gasa or a behema daka. They both work to be good kinyanim. And l'chayre it's a pella, because it's mashma that we're talking about bein b'chamor, bein b'gomol. The Rambam doesn't differentiate between a camel and a donkey. And the Rambam says that it could be koine, both with meshicha and hanhaga. The different ways to do kinyan meshicha, the Kesef Mishnah is explaining that the Rambam means to be saying, whether it's in the category of moishech or manig, it still works. How could that be? The Gemara says here, according to the Rabbanon, chad saad deloy kani, but the Rambam l'shitasa is gevaldik, because the Rambam learns when our Gemara says chad saad deloy kani, it doesn't mean that that's not a way to be koine an animal, b'meshicha. You could still be koine it in any of the four ways, hanhaga or meshicha, bein begamol, bein bechamar. That's all included in the general category of kinyan meshicha. All the Gemara means is that by hanhaga begamol, then that's chad saad deloy kani, that's an inferior kinyan if you have someone being moishech the gamol at the same time. But if each one is doing it on its own, each one could be a good kinyan even if it's shaloi kedarkoi. Memela, the Rambam is correct to paskin in Hilchas Mechira that bein begamol, bein bechamar, both meshicha and hanhaga could work as a kinyan. The only thing that would l'chaira come out then is if two people are being kind of this animal, this camel, and one is being moishech and one is being manig, then einachanami, only the moishech would be koine and not the manig. And that is a little sasum in the Rambam. When the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira says both by a behema daka and gasa, and he doesn't differentiate if it's a camel or a donkey, and he says that the way to be kainet with a kinyan meshicha is whether you're being moishich or being manig, he should tell us that if two people are being kainet, and one is moishich and one is manig, and we're talking about a camel, then only the moishich should be kainet and not the manig. But it could be that that's not shver. The Rambam was not talking about two people being kaina. The Rambam was talking about one person being kaina. And therefore, whether he does it with Moshech or whether he does it with Manig, it would be good enough. It's possible to say that the Rambam, Taka, holds that only by a Metzia, only when you're being kaina from Hefker, is there a Maila by a camel of Moshech over Manig. But when you're doing Mekach u'Memkar, which the Rambam is discussing in Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam there clearly is talking about where you're kaina it with a sale, kaina it with a Mechira, there it could be the Rambam Taka holds that whether you do a Meshicha or a Hanhoga, even if one is Shaloi Kedarkoi, like Manig Begamol, still those will be equal Kinyanim. And this is based on the Yesod of Rav Haigoin in his Sefer called Sefer HaMekach. Rav Haigoin says that the whole discussion of a chisaron of a kinyan when it's done shaloi kedarkoi, whether moishech b'chamor or anhoga b'gamol is shaloi kedarkoi, that's all by metzia. But by mekach u'memkar, which is totally on the das of the moicher, the das of the makne, if he wants to be makne to you, and you do something which is, after all, in the category of kinyan meshicha, whether you're doing it kedarkoi or shaloi kedarkoi, whether you're leading it or pulling it, whether it's a camel or a donkey, it could work as a kinyan. Only by metzia, by being kind of something from Hefker, does our Gemara discuss that the shaloi kedarkoi won't be a good kinyan, according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Al Kopanim, according to that Yesod of Rav Haigoin, we could say in the Rambam as well, the Rambam holds that any Derech HaKinyan is good enough. But there's a superiority of the Kinyan that's Kedarkoi. And therefore, when one is being Moshech the Gamol, one is being Manig the Gamol, the Moshech the Gamol is Kainet, because that's the superior Kinyan. It could be that's only when you're being Kainet from Hefker. But when you're being Kainet B'mekach u'Memkar, he could hold like Rav Haigoin that it's all totally on the Das HaMakne. If the Makne wants to be Makne to two people, and both people are after all doing a Kinyan, and surely according to the Rambam, where each person is doing a Kinyan, that on its own would be a valid Kinyan. So even if these people are doing it together, the superiority of Meshicha is not Negeya when it comes to Mekach HaMemkar, and therefore if two people would be Kainet, the Rambam would take a hold that both could be Kainet, even though one is being Moshech Begamol, and the other one is being Manik Begamol. They both could be Kainet. So we ask the Kasha, when the Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira that all ways work by all animals. L'chayra, he should tell us that if two people are being kaina a camel, one is being moishich, one is being manig, only the moishich is kaina. So first we said that maybe, yeah, he's being saimich on what he said in Hilchas Gzeil of Aveda, that in the case of two people, einachanami, only the moishich begamel is kaina, not the manig begamel. Just in Hilchas Mechira, he's not talking about a case where two people are being kaina. But now he's saying even better, that in the case taka where two people are kaina, it's taka kanush. This halacha that he says that only the moishech is koine and not the manig, that is specifically when he's talking about being koined from hefker. But when you're being koined bedas acheres makne, when you're being koined from a moicher, then even if one person is doing a superior way of a kinyan, since they both, after all, are in the category of kinyan meshicha, they will both work and they will both be koined. This Yesoid can help explain Rashi on Dav Beis Amid Aleph as well. Rashi by Roichev Umanik says that the Mishnah is teaching us Sharochev Umanik Shnehem Shavin Liknois Behema Min HaHefker. And the Chsam Sofer there understands that Rashi is discussing the case of Roichev B'Mokem Manik, two people being kind of the animal, one berechiva, one with anhaga. And Rashi says, you see from there, Shnehem Shavim Liknois Behema Min HaHefker. How do you see there anything about Kinyan? Liknois Behema? There it's talking about a Muchzik. So that's explained based on the Yesod of Taisis on Chesam Beis, that in order to be considered a muchzik, you need a tfisa haru'uya l'kinyan. So that's why Rashi says, you see from there, that the shneim ashavim liknois behema min ha'hefker. But frechtich sam sefer on Dav Beis, why does Rashi stress min ha'hefker? L'chaira, it's not only min ha'hefker, the Mishnah, but the Gemara on Dav Beis, Amid Aleph, says that the Mishnah is discussing also a case of mekach u'memkar. Reisha b'metziah v'seifa b'mekach u'memkar. So if we're talking about b'mekach u'memkar as well, why does Rashi stress that Reichiv Umanik Shneim Shavin Liknois Behema Min HaHefker? But according to the Yesod, we're saying in the Rambam that the superiority of one Kinyan over the other is only when you're being Koina Min HaHefker. But when you're being Koina B'Mekach U'Memkar, anything that you do that's a good Kinyan, will work. And if two people are doing it together, then it's kanu shneim. So the maila of the Rashi says that you see from that Mishnah, the raya that you see that roichiv umanig are shneim shavin, liknais behema, that one kinyan is not superior to the other one, Rashi stresses mina hefker, because that's the only time that there's a sugya that one kinyan could be superior to the other. Al kopanim, that's why Rashi says there mina hefker, and that would explain to us why the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira says all the kinyanim work, and even if two people are being koine an animal, that's darkei b'meshicha, and one is being moishich and one is being manig, it's still kanu shneim. Only the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila v'aveda, where he's discussing the way to be koine a metzia, Shnayim Sharo Gomel Oichamar Shal Metzia. And there the Rambam has to teach us which kinyan is better. So then the Rambam says that by a Gomel, which is Darkei B'Meshicha, if one is being Moishech B'Gomel and one is being Manik B'Gomel, only the one pulling the camel, doing the actual Meshicha on the Gomel, he is the one who is Koine and not the one who is doing the Hanhaga. The Gemara then brings a brisa that says that if one is rochuv b'chamor and another one was tafus b'moisera, ze kana chamor v'ze kana moisera, and the Gemara says shma mina rochuv kani, we see that rochuv is a kinyan. Earlier on Daf Ches Amud Beis, Shmuel said, Lagabe Mishnah in Kelayim, if two animals of Kelayim were pulling a wagon, so the Yoshev Bekara in Shmuel held was Eino Yisoyfeg Es Harboim, he did not get Malkus. So the Pashtus in our Gemara, when our Gemara says Shema Mino Arachav Kani, is that the Gemara is trying to bring a Raya, not like Shmuel, because Shmuel held that a Yoshev Ba'agolo, Yoshev Bekarain, does not get Malkus, and the Gemara said by extension that Shmuel holds Rachav is not a Kinyan, and here we're bringing a Raya that Rachav is a Kinyan, and the Gemara is Matcha the Raya over here, Hachanami B'manik B'raglov, you could say that this Rachav Chamar is also Manik B'raglov. However, the Rosh in Hilchas Kelayim in Simin Vav, it's printed at the end of Masechta Menachos, after Masechta Menachos, the Rosh brings that there are certain Rishonim, the Ri, and others who paskin like Shmuel, that Yoshev Bekarain does not get Malkus. However, the Rif does not paskin like Shmuel. He paskins that if someone is Yoshev Bekarain, when two animals of Kelayim are pulling a wagon, he does get Malkus. And the Rosh says that the Rif's Makar is from this Gemara, because our Gemara brings a Raya Shema Mina Rachav Kani, and the Gemara answers Shinu Yedechiki. It's a Doichik Teretz that we try to answer Hachanami B'manik B'raglov, but the Pashtus is that our Braisa shows us that Roichiv is a Kinyan, and therefore Yoshev Bekarain would be Soifig as Harboim, and therefore the Rif saw from our Gemara that the Pashtos is not like the Shita of Shmuel. Rather, a Yoshev Bekarain and a Roichiv is Soifig as Harboim, and that seems to be the Shita's HaRambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchas Kelayim Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, says that if you have two animals of Kelayim pulling an Agola, Ha Yoshev Ba'agola Loike, a person who is sitting on the agola, the Yoshev Bekarin, gets Malkus. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Makar of the Rambam is again from our Gemara, similar to what the Rosh says in the Rif, that since in our Gemara we say Shema Mina Rachav Kani, and the Gemara answers a Shinuya Dechiki of Manik Beraglov, the Pashtus is that Roichiv is Kaina, and therefore Yoshev Bekarin is Soifeg Es Harboim, because it is considered Azla Machmasei. That's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. However, the Shita Mekubetzes by us brings in the name of the Ravid, that when the Gemara says Toshma, that you see a Raya from this Braisa, that Shma Mina Rachav Kani, says the Ravid, Af al pi she'enoi hoylech bishviloi klal, Roichiv is a Kinyan, even though the animal does not move at all, machmas the roichiv, kiddush Shmuel, as Shmuel established on the Avchas Amid Beis, that Yoshev Bekarain and roichiv would not get malchus by kelayim, ela mipnei shehu roichvai. It's just a kinyan because you are roichiv on the animal. It sounds clearly like the Ravid is saying that this Gemara is not going against Shmuel, like the Rambam and the Rif hold, that we don't paskin like Shmuel because of the Toshma of this Gemara. Rather, Shmuel is a yesoid musar that everyone has to agree to, that it's not considered Azla Machmasei when someone is Yoshev Bekarain and Roichev. And that's why he is not Soifig as Harboim. That's how the Ravid would paskin. However, our Gemara is still saying Shma Mina Rachav Kani Afa Pisha Einoi Hoylech Bishviloi Klal, even though the animal is not moving at all, Machmas the Roichev, as is Mavur Kiddush Shmuel, but still there is a Kinyan. And L'chaira we see then from this Ravid that the Kinyan of Roichev is not in the family of Kinyan Meshicha, because it is Ozla Machmasik Tzas, as Taisus and other Rishayim mentioned earlier on Dav Ches Amid Beis. Rather, it's even though Roichev is not, the animal is not Ozla Machmas the Roichev Bechlal, still it's a new family of Kinyan, a new category of Kinyan. As we mentioned in the other Shir on Davches, in the name of the Shita Mekubetzes Beshem de Ritzbosh, that since you're being Mishtamish with this animal, just like an owner does, so it's Dumya de Chazaka. It's similar to a Chazaka that there's a Hiraz Bailus. You're showing Bailus when you are riding the animal. And we learned that way in Rashi as well, when Rashi says that the animal is not Zazami Mekoymoy Bechlal al Yedei the Roichev. So the Ravid seems to be another mocker to this Shita of Rashi and the Ritzbosh, that the Kinyan of Roichev is, even though it's not Ozla Machmasei, therefore the Ravid understands that this is not a stira to Shmuel. We're just bringing a raya that Roichev is kaini, but Shmuel is right that when someone is Roichev or Yoshev Bekarin, it's not Ozla Machmasei. And therefore, Lagabi Kalayim, there is no Chiyav Malkus. Only Lagabi Kinyonim, the Gemara is trying to say Rochev Kani. And the Gemara pushes away, Hachanami B'manik B'raglov. And if we'll say that that's Shinuyi Dechiki, so then we'll say that the Pashtus remains that Roichev is a Kinyan, but that's still not a raya against Shmuel. The Ravid holds that this still gets along with Shmuel because it's Loy Ozla Machmasei, but still, Roichev is a Kinyan because it's its own category of a Kinyan because there is Hairaz Bailus. The only thing it needs a little beer, though, according to the Shita of the Raivud, Udi Imei, that they hold that this Kinyan of Roichev is even if it's Loy Azla Machmasei. And it's just a Kinyan because he is Roichev on the animal, just like an owner does. So what's Taka Pshat in the Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Beis? When the Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Beis says that we see from Shmuel that it's Loy Ozla Machmasei when he is Yoshev Bekarain and when he is Roichev on the animal. So the Gemara says we see from there that Shmuel holds that Roichev Lechudei is Loy Kani. How do we see from there that Roichev Lechudei is Loy Kani? All you see is that it's Loy Ozla Machmasei. But maybe Roichev is a Kinyan, even though it is not Ozla Machmasei, as the Ravid is saying, Lemaisa, based on our Gemara, that Roichev is a Kinyan, even though it's Einoi Hoylech Bishviloi Klal, Kiddishmuel, still it could be its own category of Kinyan, Dumya de Chazaka. So what's Pshat? How does the Ravid stim with the earlier Gemara? So my Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli said that L'chayra you have to say, Bedas HaRavid, that there are two stages to this Sugya. And this is an eye-opening Ha'ara in our Sugya. That Einachanami, the Sugya on Daf Ches Amid Beis, is discussing, is there a Kinyan called Roichev that's in the family of Mashicha? Because it's Ozla Machmasei. And on that the Gemara said, we see a raya from Shmuel that it is Loy Ozla Machmasei. That's why Shmuel said a Yoshev Bekarain and Hu Adin by extension a Roichev on top of an animal is Einoi Loike. They do not get Malkus by Kilayim because it's not considered Ozla Machmasei. On that the Gemara held that there's a raya that Rochev Loy Kani, that Roichev is not a Kinyan similar to Mashicha because it's not considered Ozla Machmasei. Only over here on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a new chelik of the sugya where we say Toshma, a raya from this brisa, Shma mina Rochev Kani. Specifically over here is where we're going to say that the Gemara is bringing a raya after we have established the yesod of Shita Shmuel. The Gemara is bringing a raya that we still see that Roichev is a Kinyan. How does that work? The Rambam and the Rif understood that this is Taka proving not like Shmuel, but the Ravid says that we want it to work even with Shmuel. Says the Ravid, it must be that the Gemara is proving a new yesod, that there's a kinyan called Roichev, even though it's Einoi Hoylech Bishviloi Klal, Kiddush Shmuel. And the Gemara is showing that Roichev is a kinyan on its own. So it's not Shver anymore that the Gemara on Daf Ches brought a raya from Shmuel that Roichev is Loikani, because Einachanami, at that stage of the Gemara was only entertaining the possibility that Roichev would be a kinyan, Al Derech Kinyan Meshicha. And the Rambam learns this way, that the Kinyan of Roichev is a Kinyan Meshicha. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei, says that a Behema Daka Vegasa could be Niknes B'Meshicha, and in Halacha Vav, he gives the different ways of being Koine B'Meshicha, and one of them is Sherach Avoleha, V'Hol Chaboy, Shekona, that if he's Roichev on the animal, that is a good Kinyan. Clear in the Rambam that it's V'Hol Chaboy, that the animal moved, and that's the Rambam Lishitasei, that Mineu Bei, in that Rambam, it's Mefurish, that the Kinyan of Roichev is a Kinyan Meshicha. Therefore, the Rambam Lishitasei that only understood that the Kinyan of Roichev could be a Kinyan Meshicha said that in our Gemara, if we're saying Shma Mina Rochev Kani, it must be that we're proving that it's Ozla Machmasei, and that's the Loike Shmuel. That's why the Rambam and the Rif Paskin based on our Gemara, not like Shmuel. But the Ravid holds that in the second stage of this Sugya, the Gemara is showing a new concept that Shma Mina Rochev Kani, that Rochev itself is a Kinyan, not in the family of Kinyan Meshicha. Rather, Dumya de Chazaka, like the Ritzbosh and like Shitas Rashi, Memela, the Gemara here can say Shma Mina Rochev Kani, and it's not a stira to the Shita of Shmuel that holds that Yoshev Bekarin and Roichev would not be soifig as Harboim when it comes to Hilchas Kelayim. The Gemara says on the bottom of Amud Aleph that if a person lifts up an arnike on Shabbos, a money purse, he is koined on Shabbos, even though ain't darkon shel bnei adam lahagbia arnike b'Shabbos because it's muksa. Still, my de'ovad ovad v'koni. And this that we say, a klal, Rav Kahana says that if a person does something, a kinyan, in the way that it's shaloi kederech, like for example, rechiva in the city, ein darkon shel bnei adam lirkoiv b'ir, that does not work. That's only by mekach u'memkar, where the makneh told him, kini kederech shel bnei adam koinim. But by being koinim, etzio or hefker, even if you don't do it in the way that's normal, let's say you do a rechiva b'ir, or you pick up an arniki on Shabbos, my de'ovad ovad v'koni. The Maritz Chias over here asks a famous kasha that Rava in Tmura Dav Dalad Amid Beis says he aside, kol milsa de'omar achmana loy savir, I ovid loy mahani. If a person does something that the Torah says not to do, and even mid the Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon say not to do that, and he did it ba'aveira, I ovid loy mahani. For example, if a person is toireim, takes truma min har Ra al hayofa without exeris hakosev that says it would work, we would say that it does not work because of the klal of I ovid loy mahani. If the Torah says don't take minara al hayofa, it wouldn't be chal because I ovid loy mahani. So why over here do we say that if someone made a kinyan on a dover muktzah on Shabbos, my de ovad ovad vikani? Why don't we say I ovid loy mahani? And similarly, the Rif in Beya, Daf Chof Amid Beis in the Daf Yarif, brings a raya from Yushalmi that even though Mekach u'Memkar is Osir on Shabbos, but if you do a Haknoa, b'di'evet it's Chal, and the Shilte HaGiboyrim on the side of the Rif in Oiz Dalid asks the same Kasha, why don't we say, Kol Milsa Da'amar Achmona Loi Savid, I Ovid Loi Mahani? So the Maratz Chias by us answers based on the Yisoid of the Shach in Choshe Mishpat Simin Reish Ches Sivkotan Aleph, and he says that only by a regular Isser do we say, but if it's an Isser HaToloi Bizman, for example, Isurei Shabbos, that the only reason that it's Asr is because today it's Shabbos, but tonight you could do a Mekach u'Memkar, and tonight you could do a Hagbas Arniki, a Kinyan on a money purse, because there's no Dinim of Muksa after Shabbos, therefore it could be a Kinyan even on Shabbos. The whole Klal of Iovid Loi Mahani is by an Isser that's an Isser Oilam, but by an Isser Zmani, we don't say Iovid Loi Mahani. If the Yisoid of the Shach is true, so that answers the question over here as well, why we don't apply the klal of kol milsa d'amar achmana loy savid iyovid loy mahani. There is another possible answer to the Maritz Chias's kasha, and that is based on the yesoid of the Tshuvas Maharit, Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Tes, that's brought down in the Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger Simen Kuf Chav Tes, and by the Nesivas in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Ches Sivkotan Beis as well. And they bring the yesoid of the Maharit that the klal of iyovid loy mahani is only with a scenario that by saying I ovid loy mahani, you have saved the person from doing an iser. For example, by Torah min hara al hayafe, if we were to say I ovid loy mahani and it's not a good tmura, it's not a good truma, hafrashas truma, then it's the guy is saved from the iser. The whole iser is being toireim min hara al hayafe, but if the truma is not chal, then he didn't do an iser. There we would apply the klal of I ovid loy mahani. However, in a case where even if we say loy mahani, it doesn't work, still the person is over the iser, then we would not say I ovid loy mahani. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuvas Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet brings down this Maharit and is discussing a case of someone who does a bris milah on Shabbos Shaloi Bizmanoi, which he was not allowed to. A milah Shaloi Bizmanoi is not Doicha Shabbos, but the Gemara in Psachim Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis says that Mikol Mokim, he is Ovid Mitzvah, he does the Mitzvah. And Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to know, why don't we say, I Ovid Loi Mahani, if he did a Chabura on Shabbos, so he was over an Avera, so how could we say that the milah is good, B'di'evet? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, based on the aside of the Maharit, even if we would say that the Maisa Mila is not kosher, still the person is over the Avera. You didn't save him from doing the Avera. He did a Chabura of Dam on Shabbos. And Memela, in that case, we won't apply the concept of Yavid Loi Mahani. Memela, the person who does the Mila, Shaloi Bizmanoi, is Mekayim the Mitzvah. And this Yesoid could be applied to answer a number of questions throughout Shas and Poiskim in the Din of Yavid Loi Mahani. I'll just be Mitzayan one. In the beginning of Zvachim, the very first Mishnah says that if a person shechts many karbonas, Shaloi Lishma, the halacha is ksheira by most of the karbanos, ela shaloi olu lebailim l'shem chayva, but the carbon is kosher. And in the Sefer Nesivas HaKodesh in Zvachim Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, he asks, how could it be that it's kosher? There's an iser for the one who's doing the avoida to do it with a machshava shaloi lishma, Rashi in Zvachim Daf Beis Amid Beis says that that's in the Isra of Lo Yei Chashev, and therefore he's over an Avera. So when he does that Avera, he shechts it with the Machshav of Shaloi Lishma. Let us say that he Ovid Loi Mahani. Why do we say that B'dievid, the carbon is kosher? However, if you say like the Yesod of the Ma'arit, then the question is answered. Because even if you say that Iovid Loi Mahani, it's not going to save the person from doing the Avera. Lamaisa, the one who did Avoida of a carbon, Shaloi Lishma. So even if it's not going to be a kosher carbon, he Lamaisa was over on Lo Yechashev. And therefore, in such a situation, you will not say, Kol Milsa Damar Achmana Loi Savid, Iovid Loi Mahani. If the Yesoid of the Ma'arit is a correct Yesoid, and a lot of the Achroinim, as we mentioned, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivas and others, go along with this Ma'arit Lamaisa, that would be an answer to the Maritz Chiyas' Kasha as well, because the Maritz Chiyas is asking, when a person is Magbia Arniki B'Shabbos, since he's over an Avera of Mukta, say Yovid Loi Mahani and it will not be a good Kinyan. The answer is, even if we say it's not a good Kinyan, it does not save him from the Isser Mukta. And therefore, we won't say the klal of Yavid Loi Mahani. The Maritz Chiyas says we don't say Yavid Loi Mahani by Yisurei Shabbos because of the Shach, that it's an Isser HaTali Bizman. We're saying not because of the Isser HaTali Bizman, but Pashat because Yavid Loi Mahani is not going to save him from the Isser of Muktzah. Memela, based on the Yisoid of the Marit, we're not going to say here the klal of Yavid Loi Mahani. The Nesivis over there in Simen Reish Ches, Sifkat and Beis, asks that Lamaisa in our Gemara, there's another Isser besides the Isser of Muktzah, but there's an Isser Bechlal of making the Kinyan on Shabbos, as we mentioned earlier, to do Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos. And even though it's not Mekach U'Memkar with someone else, we're talking about a Magbia Mitzia, but the Etzem making a Kinyan on Shabbos is a Maisa Isser. So why don't we say because of that? Because of that Isser, Iovid Loi Mahani? The Isser of Muksa, we can answer like the Ma'arit and say that the Isser Muksa is still there. But if we make the Kinyan not Chal, so then that should L'chaira save him from the Isser of doing a Kinyan on Shabbos. So because of that Isser, we should say Iovid Loi Mahani. So why L'maisa does it say here that if a person is Magbia Arniki B'Shabbos, Maida Ovad Ovad V'Kani? And that the Nesiva says, that the Isser to do a Kinyan on Shabbos is not because of the Chaloi Kinyan that ends up taking place. Rather, it's the Maisa Kinyan. Chazal did not want you to be involved in Mechira, in Kinyanim, because that may come Lidei Ksiva on Shabbos. And therefore, even if the Kinyan is not Chal, it's still not going to save him from the Isser of doing a Kinyan on Shabbos. Because if Saif Kol Saif did a Maisa Kinyan, L'Shem Kinyan on Shabbos, Memela, according to this Yesod of the Ma'arit, this would be a new teretz to the Maritz Chiyas' Kasha. Both Lagabi the Isser Muktzah and Lagabi the Isser of Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos, Kinyanim on Shabbos, even if we say Yovid Loi Mahani over here, still the person is not going to be saved from that Isser, from these Isurim. Memeil, according to the Ma'arit, we will not say the klal of Yovid Loi Mahani. That's why the Gemara says here, by Magbia Arniki on Shabbos, that my Da'ovad Ovid V'Kani, either like the Yesod of the Shach, that by Isurei Shabbos B'chlal, we do not say Yovid Loi Mahani, because it's an Isser HaTali Bizman, or like the Yesod of the Ma'arit, that since saying Yavid Loi Mahani is not going to save him from these Yisurim, therefore we will not say the Klal of Yavid Loi Mahani, and the Kinyan B'Dievet is Chal. The Gemara on Amid Beis brings the suffix of Rabbi Lazar. If someone says to his friend, Meshoich Behema Zu, Ukni Kalim She'alea, does the Meshicha on the Behema work to be kind of the Kalim? And the Gemara has an Ibaya Deloy of Shita. The Rosh in Simen Chav Dalid says that since it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita, Uki Mamoina Becheskas Marakama, and the Kalim remain by the Marakama. Says the Rosh, though, that that's only by Mekach U'Memkar when the Shaila came up by a sale. But if someone is being Koine Kalim of Hefker, and he was pulling the Behema to be Koine the Kalim of a Metzia or of Hefker where there was no Marakama, says the Rosh, Harehu Muchsik Misafik. He becomes a Muchsik Misafik, and if someone else wants to be Moitzi from him, it does not work. And this is because the Rosh holds that a Tfisa Misafik is, even though the person himself has a Tainas Shema, it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita of the Gemara, whether it worked, that still gives him the status of a Muchzik, and this is the Rosh L'Shitasai in the Sugya of Tokfukayin. In the Sugya of Tokfukayin, as we learned at Davavim and Beis, the Maskonas HaGemara is Tokfukayin Maitziyin Aysim Yaday. There's a Das Yachid of the Rambam that the Rambam holds, Tokfukayin Ain Maitziyin Aysim Yaday. But we hold, most Rishonim hold, Tokfukayin. If a Kayan grabs something and he has only a Taina Shema, it's only a Suffolk, so then Maitziyin Oisei Miyadoi. However, the Rosh says in Simen Yud Gimel that the Yisoid of Tokfa Kayan Maitzi and Oisim Yodoi is not that a tfisa with a Tainas Shema does not work bichlal. It's that a tfisa of a Tainas Shema does not work la'afuke mecheskas marikama, to be Maitzi from a cheskas marikama. But if there is no marikama, if it's a Mitzia or Hefker, then even an Achiza misafik, even an Achiza with a Tainas Shema, he himself is not sure if he is Zoicha to this item, so then it still works according to the Shitas HaRosh, and that's what the Rosh stresses again in our Sugya. The ad kan loy ka'amar tafsoy kayin misafik maitzi and oisem yadoi. That whole maskana that the Gemara said before is only elahecha de ikal ukma becheskas marakama. But by hefka, which went away from a cheskas marakama, there is no marakama. Then a tfisa safik mikri a tfisa that is called a muchzik ve'ein acher maitzi miyadoi. We have a similar piece in the Rosh in Simen Yud Zayin lagabi the sugya in the beginning of the daf of the chatzad de loy kani, that one way does not work, either meshicha bechamar or an hog begamel does not work. So if someone does one of those two, it's a safik ladina if it works. Says the Rosh in Simen Yud Zayin, if the shaila was in a case of mekach umemkar, then the kinyan does not work, and we put it with the cheskas marakama like we always do by sveikos. However, if you're being coined from hefker in a way of meshicha bechamar or hanhaga begamel, and therefore it's a safik if it works, this person who did this maisa kinyan remains the muchzik on it, and you can't be moitzi mimenu misafik, because again, even though he only has a tiny Shema, it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita of the Gemara, a Safik Ladina. Still, if there is no Marakama, a Tfisa Misafik works. This that the Sugya in Takfa Kayin says, a Tfisa Misafik, by when there was a Safik Bukhar, does not work. That's only because the original Bala Behema is a Marakama. We put it on the Cheskas Marakama. But when you're being Kainit from Hefka, where there is no Marakama, the Rush holds that a Tfisa Misafik works. Al Kapanim, the Gemara says that it's meduyik that if a person is koina the behema, then he could be koina the kalim she'aleha midin kinyan chatzer. And the Gemara ends up saying that that's only v'hilchasa b'kfusa, only if the behema was tied up. But if the behema is not tied up, it's a chisaron of chatzer mahaleches. And even if the animal is standing in one place, kol she'ilu mahalech leikana oimid v'yoshev leikana, because that is all included in the chisaron of chatzer mahaleches. What is taka the pshat in this chisaron that the Gemara says, even though there is a din of kinyan chatzer, but if it's a chatzer ma'aleches, it does not work? Rashi, at the end of Dibur HaMaschil, Mi Koni Kalim, says that since the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph dashens from him, he matzei ti matzei biyodoi, that kinyan chatzer works, it's only if it's loy nayid, it's only if it's something that's not moving. Vahavi mishtamer, and then it's watched. Reb Chaim in the Chidushei HaGrach in Gittin Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph is medayik from Rashi that the chisaron of a chatzer mahaleches is that it's not mishtamer. A chatzer has to be a chatzer mishtameres. If it's not mishtameres ledaitoy, if it's not something that's safely guarded through the chatzer, then there is no kinyan. Memela, a chatzer mahaleches that can walk away is not safely guarded. It's not a chatzer hamishtameres ledaitoy, and memela, it's not a good kinyan. The Ramban over there in Gittin Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph says this beferish, that the chisaron of a chatzer mahaleches is that it's not mishtamer. And Reb Chaim is just saying that in Rashi by us that throws in Vahavi Mishtamer, it's Meduyik that Rashi holds as well, like the Ramban. We can learn this from the Me'iri in Bava Kama Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph as well, because the Me'iri there is Ma'ir the question why the Rif does not bring down the halacha that a chatzer mahaleches is loikana. When the Rif is discussing the kinyan chatzer, the Rif doesn't say that chatzer mahaleches is loikana. The Me'iri says that it could be the Rif was saimich on the fact that he brought down the halacha that a chatzer has to be a chatzer mishtameres, and a chatzer she'ena mishtameres does not work. Memela, he doesn't have to bring down the din of chatzer mahaleches loikana. It's mavur klar in the Me'iri that these two dinim are one and the same, that a chatzer mahaleches loikana and a chatzer she'ena mishtameres is loikana is one and the same, because the reason that a chatzer mahaleches loikana is because it's not mishtamer. However, Tosis Bayos, Dibur HaMaschil, Sfina, Meinach, Naicha, is mavur that he holds otherwise. And the Tosis Arash says this as well, and it's mavur more baharchava, that the Tosis Arash explains in the Tosis that the reason why a chatzer mahaleches is not koina is because it has to be dumya diyad. It has to be similar to Yad. If we learn out from him, Himatzei Timatzei B'yodoy HaGneva, it's a Gzeiras HaKosav. And the Tosa Rosh stresses that the din that a Chatzar has to be Mishtameres is Lav Gzeiras HaKosavi. That's not a Gzeiras HaKosav, Ela Milsa D'Talia B'Svara. That's something that's Talia in a Svara. She'ein Adam Reitze She'yu Chafetzav Ela B'Makam HaMishtamer L'Daitoy. A person only wants his Chafetzim to be in a Makam HaMishtamer. So by a Chatzar HaMishtamer, Chatzar She'ein HaMishtameres, there is no Kinyan Misvara. Says the Tosa Rosh, that's not a svara. That's a gzeiras hakosav that has to be dumya to yadoy. According to Rashi and the Ramban and the Meiri, it's not stam a gzeiras hakosav that has to be dumya to yadoy. It's because a chatzar has to be mishtameres. And memelo, something that's nayit, something that's moving, is not mishtameres. Tosas and the Tosa Rosh say no, chatzar sheinu mishtameres is a different halacha. But a chatzar mahalechas, the problem is that it's not dumya to yadoy because it moves. Rav Nachum Zatzal, Rav Nachum Peretzovitz quoted over in the name of Rav Baruch Ber that he used to say that it's meduyik in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that the chatzar, the chesaron of chatzar mahaleches is because it's not mishtamer. Because on the din of our Gemara, that it's a svina is meinach nayich, the Rambam in Hilchah Zechiyah Matana, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, says that if fish jumped into a svina, the baal ha-svina is kana. The lashon of the Rambam is shezu kechatzar hamishtameres hi, ve'eino chatzar mahaleches. This is a chatzar mishtameres and it's not mahaleches. This is l'chayr the din of our sugya that it's not considered a chatzar mahaleches since it's the water that's carrying the svina. The svina on its own doesn't move. But why does the Rambam throw in that it's a chatzar hamishtameres? Said Rav Baruch Ber, because the Rambam understood that the chesaron of chatzar mahaleches is that it's not mishtameres. So the Rambam was stressing that this is not a case of chatzar mahaleches. Rather, it is mishtamer, because the Rambam holds, like Rashi and the Ramban, that the chesaron of chatzar mahaleches loikana is because it's a chatzar she'ena mishtameres. There's another machlokes we show him in our sugya, which seems to be clearly connected to this, and that is that Tosis and the Tosa Rosh hold that the geder of chatzar mahaleches is anything that moves. Even a yad, which moves, be'etzem would be like mahaleches, but the reason that it's not is because Tosis says, yad meinach naicha, really the yad doesn't move on its own. Umamti lo'em guf, it's really the power of his guf that moves the yad. But be'etzem, anything that is nayad, anything that moves, is not considered, would be considered a chatzar hamahaleches. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas is matmiya, that l'chayra, the gedder of the chatzar mahaleches is not that it's something that moves, it's that it's something that moves away from the koine. It's mahaleches meha koine. And therefore the yad, which goes around with the person wherever he goes, that wouldn't even be considered moving at all. You don't have to say, because the yad is meinach naya, the gather of mahaleches is not something that moves, it's something that's mahaleches mehakoine. And Rabbi Kiva Ege was mechavin to the Ramban in Gittin Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph that says this gather beferish, that a yad is not considered mahaleches bechlal because the gather of chatzar mahaleches is mahaleches mehakoine. And l'chayr, it's meshach shayich to this discussion before. The Ramban holds that the chisarin of a chatzar mahaleches is that it's not mishtamer. Memela, it's pashut, that something that is mahaleches, but it's mahaleches with the koine, wherever the koine goes around, this thing goes around with him, so then that's not a chesaron of chatzar mahaleches, because it is mishtamer. It's moving, but it's moving together with the person. Only if it's mahaleches meha koine, it goes away from the koine, then that would be a problem of chatzar mahaleches, since it's not a chatzar hamishtameres. But Tosis is going l'shita sam. Tosis and the Tosa Rosh hold that the chesaron is a gzeiras hakosav, that it can't be movable, because it's not dumya diyad. And that Tosis holds anything that's movable, even if it's not moving meha koine, it's not moving away from the person who is being koine, still has a gather of chatzar mahaleches. The only thing is, a yad is meinach nayich umamti leim gufi, and therefore it's not considered mahaleches. But the gather hadvarim of a chatzar mahaleches is not mahaleches meha koine, it's anything that's mahaleches, because it all has to be dumya de yad, it all has to be in the gzeres hakosav of something that is stationary and not something that's moving. But if you hold like the Ramban and the Rishonim that the chisaron of chatzar mahaleches is that it's not mishtameres, then it would only be a chisaron if it's mahaleches meha koine. The Gemara right before the Mishnah talks about a case where a person throws his wife a get into her lap or into her basket, and the Gemara wants to know that l'chayra the basket is a chatzar mahaleches, so how does it say in Gittin that it's a good gerushin? And the Gemara answers that kolsa meinach naicha, v'ihi dekamaskia tusa, really the kolsa, the basket, is stationary, and it's she that is carrying it, is moving underneath it. In the Shita Mekubetzes, Over here, in the name of the Ravid, he asks Akasha that why is there no kinyan here? Midin dalet amos. The Gemara later on Daf Yudam at Aleph says that there's takanas chachamim that dalet amos shaladam koinais loy b'chol makam, in order that people should avoid getting into physical altercations about being zoicha things. So we said that dalet amos shaladam is koinais loy. So over here, if it's in her basket, even if it would not work midin kinyan chatzer, it should work with the kinyan of dalet amos. As the Divrei Yecheskel in Simen Nun Vav, Oy Zion points out that the Ravid over here holds that the Kinyan of Dalet Amos is not necessarily if it's on the floor, not only if it's on the floor next to a person, but also if it's on top of the person. That would also be considered a Kinyan of Dalet Amos. And if that's the case, the Ravid wants to know why the Gemara ignores the Kinyan of Dalet Amos here in this case. The Ravid says to answer this question, a big yesoid, that the whole Kinyan of Dalet Amos is only when a person is stationary. But when a person is mahalach, mi makam lamakam, he's walking, then there is no kinyan dalet amos. Mamela here, this lady who is walking with the basket on her head, even though kinyan dalet amos could work in a basket on top of someone's head, but that's only if they are stationary. But if a person is mahalach, then there is no kinyan dalet amos. In the Shita Mekubetzes, he brings in the name of the Toisvei Toisis Laharosh, one of the Pirushim that the Rosh wrote, that the Rosh argued on the Ravid, and the Rosh says that the Kinyan of Dalet Amos is not only when a person is stopped, but even when a person is Mahalach, not like the Ravid. And the answer to the Ravid's question, the Rosh says, you have to answer differently. The Rosh says, a Svara, that since it's not directly on top of her head, it's in a basket, kolsa mevatelas koyach hakarka, the basket interrupts between the object, the get, and the karka, and therefore the Rosh holds that there is no kinyan dalet amos on something if the kolsa is mevatelas koyach hakarka. That's the svara of the Rosh. But al kaponim, it comes out a major machloikis in the din of kinyan dalet amos, that the Ravid holds that kinyan dalet amos is only when a person is stationary, not when the person is moving, but the Rosh holds that even when a person is moving, there is a kinyan dalet amos. And it's brought down lahalacha in the tour in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Reish Samaches. He says, V'kosav ha-raivad shaloi tiknu arba amos ela ba-oimed, avo b'mahalach loi, va-adoini avi ha-rosh ha-ya-oimer she-ein chiluk. My father, the Rosh, said there's no difference. Even when a person is mahalach, there is a kinyan dalet amos. Interestingly, the Prisha says over there that we don't find anywhere in the ksavim of the Rosh this vart, not in the Piskei ha-rosh, not in the Chuvas ha-rosh. However, today we see in the Shita Mekubetzes, in the name of the Toisvei Toisis La'arash, this Vart Beferish, and that's clearly the source of the tour, that the tour says that the Rosh held that Kinyan Dalet Amos works even if a person is Mahalach, unlike the Ravid. Al Kopanim, the Shita of the Ravid, the Chiddush of the Ravid, that when a person is walking there is no Kinyan Dalet Amos, needs beer. If Chachamim made a takana that people shouldn't fight and the Dalet Amos Shalotim should be koines lebuchal makim, why taka would it not work just because the person is walking? So the Bach over there in Reish Samaches says a chiddush that the svara of the Ravid is because kinyan Dalet Amos is similar to a kinyan chotzer, just like a kinyan chotzer would be koine midairaisa. So the Chachamim were masakin that a person's Dalet Amos is like his chotzer, and just like it says in our sugya, a chotzer mahaleches loikana, so too when a person is walking, so the Dalet Amos is like a chotzer mahaleches, and a chotzer mahaleches is loikana. The Sma over there in Sifkatan Gimel is matmiya on the Svara of the Bach. A chotzer mahaleches means a chotzer that moves. Here, the Dalet Amos is similar to the person's chotzer. The Dalet Amos on the karka is not moving. When a person moves, so then it's as if he's koina a new chotzer every second and goes to a new Dalet Amos. But the chotzer itself, the Dalet Amos itself, is not mahaleches. So a chotzer mahaleches, the Gemara says, is not koina. But by a kinyan Dalet Amos, just because the person is mahalech mimakim lamakim, that does not make the Dalet Amos in front of him a chotzer mahaleches. We could add that surely according to the Rishonim, the Ramban in Gittin, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas, that they say that the geder of chotzer mahaleches is mahaleches mehakoina. Surely this is not mahaleches mehakoina. Every place that a person goes to, his Dalet Amos goes together with him. But the Sma is asking that even according to the Shita of Toisvis, that it's tully whether the thing is actually stationary or moving. Still, the ground, lemaisa, is stationary, even if the person is moving. So why would that be considered like a chotzer mahaleches? In addition, we could add that our Gemara says he is said in the name of Rava, that when it's a chotzer mahaleches like kana, then even oimed v'yoshev loikana, because it's possible to be mahalach. Kol she'ilu mahalach loikana, oimed v'yoshev loikana, only by kafos, if it's tied up, is it a good chatzah, like if the animal is tied up. So if a person is walking, how could we say that the chesaron is that it's a chatzah mahalachas? His dalet amis is a chatzah mahalachas. If that's the case, even if he is stationary, kol she'ilu mahalach loikana, oimed v'yoshev loikana, you would only be able to have a kinyan dalet amis if someone is kafos, if he's tied up. And the Raiva doesn't say that. The Raiva doesn't say a person has to be tied up. He just says that a person has to be stationary. So it sounds like the chesaron when he's walking is not because of the chesaron of chatzah mahalachas. What it seems to be, bedas Raiva, is that the Raiva is saying a gavaldige svara in kinyan dalet amis. Because even though kinyan dalet amis is a takana derabbanon, the kinyan is based on a yesoid that a person has a shaychus to his dalet amos. The area around the person is connected to the person. That is his makim. And that svara is a svara da'iraisa. Kimavur in rishainim. For example, the Baal Hamor in Shabbos, Taf Tzadi Vavam Beis, says that if a person is mavir dalet amos b'shus harabim on Shabbos, or if he's zoyrek, he throws a chayfetz dalet amos in b'shus harabim, that is a tolda of hoitzah, of being moitzi me b'shus hayachil b'shus harabim. And the Baal Hamor explains, Lafisha Dalar Amish shall Adam Bachal Makim Koinoisloy, Ukirishusai Damyon. Dalar Amis of a person are koinois for him, and they're like his Rishus. Therefore Kisha Moiti Chutzalahen Bizoirekoi Bimavir, it's like he's being Moiti Mirishusayoch Lushusarabim. That's the Svara of the Baal Hamor and the Rashba over there in Shabbos Taf Tzadi Vavam Beis, and the Ramban and the Ran in Shabbos Taf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph all say this Svara of the Baal Hamor, that the reason why Mavir Dalar Amis is a tolda of Hoitzah is because the Dalar Amis of a person is koinos loy b'chol makim shehu. What do they mean? That's a halacha l'moishem misinai. That's a din da'iraisa. That maver dalet amis and zayrik dalet amis is chayiv. How could they explain it based on the kinyan dalet amis, which is a kinyan midrabanon? It's mavur from the Baal Hamor that even though the halacha that dalet amis is koina is only midrabanon, it's based on a yesoid kadum that a person has a shaychus midairaisa to his dalet amis. Just midairaisa, that does not work to make it like your chatzir, to make it your makim to be koina. That the Rabbanan made a takana de leilesi leinsuye, but it's all based. Why taka did they say only 4 amas, not 5 amas or 3 amas? That's because there's a yesoid midairaisa that a person has a shaychus to his dalet amos. Now with that we could understand the Meiri on Daf Yud Amud Aleph and the Tosis Rid on Daf Yud Amud Aleph that say that by get the kinyan dalet amos is dairaisa, which is a chiddush that these Rishayim say, but Al Kolpanim, you see from there as well, that a person has a shaychus to his dalet amos d'iraisa, to be kind of regular chafetzim, it doesn't work mid'iraisa, only mid'rabanan, but by a get, it can work even mid'iraisa. We see from these Rishayim, like the Baal Hamor, that the shaychus that a person has to his dalet amos is taka a shaychus d'iraisa, and it's based on that the Chachamim made their takana, that a person will be kind of. If that's the case, you could say that the Ravid holds a svara that the only time that a person is connected to the place around him is when he is stationary. Then he has a shaychus that these dalet amos are his makim. However, when a person is walking, then we don't say that he is connected to this makim and a half a second later he's connected a little bit further. No, he's just walking through mi makim la makim. He doesn't have a strong shaychus to any specific makim. He is now in transit and therefore he doesn't have a shaychus to his makim. Memela, the Ravid says that the whole takan of kinyan dalet amos is only when a person is stationary, not when a person is moving. When he's moving mi makam la makam, he doesn't have a shaychus to the makam. Therefore, he doesn't have the kinyan of dalet amos. A dugma ladavar, we find the Gemara in Brachas Taf Chafei Amar Aleph brings a Mishnah in Negoim, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin, that talks about an evan hamenugas, an evan that has a negatzaras, and it says that if it passes in front of a person who is sitting under a tree, the person remains tar. But if the person who is holding the evan stops, or if he puts it down, then the person is tamei. It's clear from that Mishnah that when this evan is traveling through, it's not connected to the makim. Only when it's put down and now it's stationary, then it's connected. But as it's walking through, it's not connected to the makim. And similarly, in the Gemara in Brachas Chav Dalet Amid Beis, it says that if a person is standing b'makim tinuf, then it's asur to be maharer b'divrei Torah. But if he's just walking through, it's mutter. And we see see again that the connection that a person has to the place when he is walking through is minimal. Only when he stops, then he's considered very connected to the place. Memela, that would be the source of the svara of the Ravid, that when a person is mahalich, he is not connected to the makom, and therefore there is no kinyan dalet amos. A raya berura l'chayra to this understanding in the Ravid, you could find in the Beis Yosef in Yeridea, Simin Shin Lamed Dalet. The Beis Yosef brings in the name of a kuntris, Mishpatei Hacherim v'hanidui v'hanazifa, which is a kuntris that's written by the Rishonim, and it's printed in the Yalkut Rishonim in Masechta Moed Katan. The Beis Yosef brings from that kuntris that it's also for a person to sit or to stand within Dalet Amos of someone that is in Cherim. And the Beis Yosef says that this kuntris from the Rishonim writes, V'yesh la'ayin arba amos shehizkiru gabi muhram. This halacha of Dalet Amos that it says that you're not allowed to be in the Dalet Amos of someone who's in Cherim, I amrinon da afilu mahalich toifes Dalet Amos, oy davka yoyshev oyoymit. Is it true, even if the guy who's in Cherim is just walking through, what's the mucker for this suffix? L'fisher ra'isi laharayvit shekosav gabi mitzia, de'ein arba amos koinois elaba oymit, avol b'mahalich loy, v'tzarechiyin. The Baal HaKuntris, one of these Rishonim that the Beis Yosef is quoting, says that since the Ravid says that if a person is walking, he is not koine with Kinyan Arba Amos, therefore maybe the halacha is that if someone is a muhram, someone is in Cherem, when he walks through a place, you're allowed to be in his Dalet Amos. If the Ravid Svara is like the Bach, that it's because of Chotzim Mahalachas, that is a Svara unique to Kinyanim, that has no Shaychas to someone who is in Cherem. It's clear that the Beis Yosef and these Rishonim understood that the reason of the Ravid is Alderach, the way we're explaining, that when a person is walking through a place, he has less of a shaychus to that place, and therefore there was no takana of kinyan dalet amos. Memela, the Rishonim klar, does he have no shaychus to that place at all, and therefore even if he's in Cherem, you could be right there with him? Or do we say he has a minimal shaychus, and therefore if he's in Cherem, we have to stay far away from him? Even if he's walking through that place, you can't be in his dalet amos. That's the tzarechian of that Beis Yosef and that kuntris, Mishpatei Hacherem v'hanidui v'hanazifa. But al kolpanim, if it's based on the Ravid kemefurish in that Beis Yosef, we see that they understood that the svara of the Ravid is not unique to the Kinyan Dalet Amos, to the svara of a Chotzer Mahaleches. Rather, it's a svara bechlal in the shaychus that a person has to a place when he is mahalach, and memela the Ravid holds that when a person is mahalach, there is no Kinyan Dalet Amos. The Rosh holds that even if a person is mahalach and has only a minimal shaychus to that place, still we made a takana that he should be kind of Dalet Amos, and that's why the Rosh holds that even if a person is mahalach, there is a takana of Kinyan Dalet Amos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.